It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, Tobias Forge from Ghost. How are you, Tobias?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to have you back on the show and so excited. We've got new music, we've got a tour, so much happening with Ghost. Let's talk about the track Jesus, He Knows Me, your Genesis cover on the new Phantomime EP. It's smartly relevant. How thin should the line between entertainment and social commentary be for Ghost?
I think it's always been important. There is, even on the first record, that is slightly more fantasy, I guess, a little bit more classic sort of occult rock with you know, black metal lyrics. There are hints of social commentary in that as well, in like Stand By Him. That was the first song I ever wrote for Ghost, you know, that deals with the whole concept of witches, not from like a supernatural point of view, but more from a males accusing females of being witches because they're not doing what they want, or that whole dilemma. And from the first album to the second, there was definitely a shift where I started writing, you know, I needed more substance, and I ended up sort of creating that more realistic but sort of wrapped in a linguistic treatment that sort of made it appear as occult, but has multiple meanings. So yeah, of course it's important. I think that there's this myth and there's wish, especially nowadays, for a lot of, you know, how rock music in so many ways started as this big rebellion. Now it's just because of the age span and its history, it's obviously covering and embracing several generations. And so there's a great deal of conservatism within the rock music community. And I think that there is this wish for like, never talk politics, don't talk about that, because it's sometimes, you know, uncomfortable. But, you know, it's interesting how rock, you know, started as a rebellion, and nowadays was in some circles the most provocative thing you can do within rock is to talk about real. So, you know, full circle.
Tobias Forge from Ghost on the show with us this week, celebrating the recent release of their covers EP, Phantomime. Here's another track from it. It's a cover of Iron Maiden's Phantom of the Opera. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tobias Forge from Ghost with us on the show. They've got a tour this summer. They've got the Phantomime covers EP. And Tobias, people act in accordance with religion, politics, and even entertainers like yourself. What responsibility should come with being a social influencer?
If you're a rock musician, I think your responsibility is to entertain. I don't have a responsibility to be telling you what how to live your life or what to think. But as a writer, I think that even if you have half a brain, you will somehow you will write about what you see and what you hear and what you feel. And that's how things have always been within rock music. And I think it went up and down and with the times a little, depending on what the state of the world was at that point. And sometimes when you write really, I don't know what the word was, like fantasizing lyrics about Dungeons and Dragons and stuff, that's more of like an escapism, which I'm all for. Look at us. I mean, obviously, it's very much about escapism, but I think that most people cannot help but to get influenced by what is occupying their mind. And I see that in a lot of music that I have listened to throughout the ages. And even, you know, when you listen to Morbid Angel, a lot of Dave Vincent's lyrics back in, like, on the classic records, Altars of Madness and Blessed Art is Sick, Covenant, like, those records were, there's a lot of commentary in there. It's just that it's sort of mired in this mist of sort of occult language. There's a lot of that in a lot of music that I like. So I try to just go in that tradition. You know, you think about the world and its different beings and its errors and what to sing about if you're not talking about the state of the world. It just happens to be right now a very tumultuous time, where a lot of these different subjects has come to this sort of crossroads where it's very unclear what is good and what is evil. And yeah, but that's what makes it interesting as well, I think. But to revert back to your question, my responsibility, my job is to entertain people. I want people to have fun, and I want people to come to our shows and feel good about themselves and have fun with their friends. And you don't have to think about anything. I just want you to feel good.
Tobias Forge with us on the show. Again, the Fantomime EP, all covers, out now. Quick break. Coming up, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, plus music from Butcher Babies, Danzig. We'll have Tobias pick music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tobias Forge from Ghost with us on the show this week. And Tobias, unlike Impera, which was crafted and meticulous, this new covers EP, Fantomime, seems purely intuitive, maybe even a bit impetuous. Why is that creative recalibration necessary, particularly now?
At the time, I had just, you know, come off. I came from the recording of Impera feeling not burnt out, but it was just that Impera was it's an intense period, and when you're writing a record like the way that I want to make records, you know, which is sort of it's meant to be this sort of roller coaster of feelings and different tastes, and kind of like making if you compare it to the culinary world of being a chef, it's kind of like making a record for me is kind of like starting a new restaurant with a 10 course tasting menu. It's like it's supposed to be this sort of thrill and this journey, and when you've done that, sometimes you just want to have a barbecue and make hot dogs and, you know, beef. And that's what I felt. I wanted to just recalibrate a little and just make a rock EP of a different sort than the record, just to go back to simpler form. And because obviously sooner or later I have to make a new record, and that is gonna be, I always make records influenced practically by previous productions. And what I feel right now is that making a new record would probably be someplace in the middle of those two. A little bit of the Fantomime process mixed with a little bit of the Impera process, but in a new way.
Tobias Forge from Ghost with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Up next, music from Iron Maiden and more with Tobias. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tobias Forge from Ghost on the show with us. We're talking about the new EP. It's a covers EP called Fantomime. And of course, the band's going to be out on tour this summer. And Ghost is functionally diverse, pulling from many different musical reference points. Whether you're creating or just listening, what triggers what your musical taste will be on any given day?
Oh, good question. I can like a schizo, just jump between black metal to Motown. But of course, you know, you get influenced and something sort of throws you in another way. And if I don't listen to music, I have music in my head anyway. And that could be anything from very, very non-melodic, sort of more, I guess, rhythmic rhythms to something super poppy, melodic. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's just hooks. I just like good music. And looking through my record collection, I guess that most of it is rock. Pop rock leaning, but I mean, I've spent a lot of time in my life, even when I was a kid, listening to classical music. And I think that in many ways that colored listening a lot to classical music, which obviously is different from modern music in so many ways. It's not based on the same rhythms. It's not based on the same measurements and bars. And also when I started learning to play guitar, and I listened a lot to like the first Pink Floyd record, which is also very bassy and froggy and weird. And I listened a lot to The Doors, which completely like opened up. It made the box of reference very elastic, because there was very little rules as to how to put chords next to each other and what melodies you could have, which, you know, that coming from that sort of background, and that sort of threw me into my adolescence, was completely in the extreme metal scene where you end up in some sort of mixture between rock and I guess classical music in terms of unorthodox writing. Of course, my perception of what a good tune is slightly different from your bebop sort of 60s person who learned how to just play 12 bar blues and that quite straight sort of music. But I like everything in between, so yeah.
Tobias Forge from Ghost with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Plus, we'll hear from I Am. Guitarist Kenny Hickey, of course, of Typo Negative fame, was my guest on the show last week. If you missed it, you can check out a podcast on the website, FullMetalJackieRadio.com. They recently released a new track called Dreams Always Die with the Sun. We'll check that out next. We'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Tobias Forge. The sun. It's Full Metal Jackie. Tobias Forge from Ghost with us. The new Phantomime EP, the covers EP is out there, and there's this tour this summer. And Ghost started with an eerie, very clandestine quality before morphing into a big, extravagant production. What aspects of that evolution from beginning to now were actually pre-planned all along?
A lot of the things that I'm doing now are things that I've spent half of my life planning or preparing for. I was always under the impression that I was gonna be in a band touring. I've never really wanted to do anything else. Even when I was in playing in a death metal band that, you know, obviously at the end of the day didn't really have it much prospects of becoming like a big band, I still thought that we were gonna become at least a functioning band in terms of touring and living off of playing music. So in my mind, it was always like a given. I'm going to be a musician. I'm going to be touring. This is what I do. This is what I want to do. And if I can't have that, I don't want to do anything, you know, as in nothing. So when Ghost had started off as a project of mine, it was a project that I had, one of many. And that ended up being the one that was going to mean that I don't have to go to a job or to a workplace. A lot of the things that I had planned in my head for other things and a lot of the ambition that I've had for, you know, wanting to be in an arena rock band sort of got put into the Ghost project, because that is apparently what I'm best at, and that's what happened. So over the years it morphed from, you know, in the beginning and the first record when that came out, I was sort of kind of accepting that maybe this is going to be my art project. Maybe this is going to be the band that I can do a show here and there with, and it's going to be a fun, cool thing. But then it ended up being something that put me out on the road for a long time. And as things grew and we were playing in front of larger and larger audiences, all of a sudden, you know, comes that question like, oh, we need production. We need this and that. Oh, apparently, you know, that now it's the time to take out all the notebooks that I've had and that I've sort of done a million drawings of and ever since I was a kid, I've been doing that forever. One of my big loves when I was a kid, and I was watching, you know, this is the late 80s, so there wasn't a whole ton of them, but there were a few concert films back then of some bands that had really, really big stage productions. And you know, the late 80s was also like the golden, in so many ways, the golden era of really lavish stage productions, because you had Pink Floyd, had, you know, they had come back, they'd done this big reunion. Their show was massive. And Rolling Stones was even bigger. Like, that was still like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I used to sit, there was like a live broadcast, Rolling Stones, it was 1990. There was a broadcast from Barcelona. And I had that, I taped that and looked through it so many times and paused every frame just to see what the stage looked like and how it was built and try to draw it up and try to figure out how they'd done things and where they'd hidden the lights and how Mick Jagger could all of a sudden appear upon a tower. And so there was this interest that I had in stage production. And honestly, if things hadn't been given the hand that I have, and it was in an alternative life, I might as well have worked with stage production, being like a sort of a designer for lights and staging. And that's still like when I grew up, I want to do that. That's like one of the coolest things I know.
Tobias Forge with us. Pick up the new covers EP from Ghost. It's called Phantomime, and we've got this tour this summer. Tobias, so great to catch up with you, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you too.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.